Guys, what's the deal with stuff?
It's the Colin Gallagher Show podcast. Podcast. Oh, what a knob.
What the fuck is happening, people?
Oh, in the name of fuck. Just some dude talking shite in a room.
Sure, what else would you be doing on a fucking Tuesday?
What's happening, y'all? Welcome to the Colin Gallagher Show podcast on today that is Tuesday the 14th of July as we wade through the mountains of litter on the street to get to the flat to record this podcast. Oh, fuck off, phone. Who's this now? Interrupting my goddamn podcast. I've only started. I'm kind of half whispering. It's 8:15 in the morning. Girlfriend Maureen's still asleep in there, so I'll keep the screaming fucks to the absolute minimum. We only got back to the flat / apartment last night. Basically because we're in the process of moving out, so we're like in and out of here and the new place. Like, basically, any time we've come back to Belfast, we're like, nah, fuck this. Do you know you're ready to move out of somewhere and you're like, I don't even want to spend time in this fucking dump anymore. So we'll come back last night and I believe, you know, it's the marching season here in Northern Ireland, if you're listening anywhere else, where there's a load of bands and shit. Which is, you know, whatever, who cares? But it seems to be Belfast just becomes completely lawless for like a fucking day or for a couple of days. You know what I mean? Try pulling a sofa, you know, a dining room table and 600 pallets into the middle of the street on, say, you know, the 23rd of March and try and burn that shit. You'd probably go to jail, but seemingly at around this time, you know, you get to like fucking, you get to do whatever you want. You know, and I'm sure if there was any other sort of celebration and the streets were absolutely fucking decimated after it. Imagine there was some, like, I'm trying to think. I'm not sure if I've ever been to Gay Pride, but then again, I have problems with that too. You know what I'm saying? We want equality, right? Well, fucking cut the pride bit out, you know what I'm saying? Who do you think you are? This is what my problem is. I have a problem with people thinking that they're special enough to fuck everyone's day up. That's my problem, just saying. I would be very self-aware if I was trying to, like, celebrate something. And I was like, imagine I was going, right, we're having a NI Comedian Appreciation Day. And we just got everyone together. And we're like, the only possible place that we could celebrate this is in a cordoned off area of the M1. So it's going to be shut down for a day. And people are like, yeah, but what happens if I need to get an ambulance through that shit? You know, what if someone's dying? Oh, it doesn't matter, but because it's tradition. We've done it for 3 years now. So we're going to have a party in the middle of the road. And you all can, you can either stay at home, because there's no point in waiting in the traffic, take the day off, make it a holiday. Make it a holiday because you can't do anything. Or you just drive for miles around it, you know? And we're also just going to absolutely, each comedian brings a wheelie bin full of glass and we just empty it all over the place. And people are sort of like, hey, you really shouldn't be doing that much damage for this quote-unquote celebration. And you're like, yeah, well, guess what? If you try and stop us doing it, we're going to go so fucking crazy that it's actually just more, it makes more sense to just let us work away for a day rather than start any trouble. You know? So there you go. I don't really know what any of that means. Is it, I don't know, it's just me having a problem with people thinking, anyone, thinking you're special enough to have a fucking, to have a fucking day for yourself in a town. That, I think that's what bothers me. You're like, this is it's shared space by everybody. You need to move your celebrations to an area that's unaffected, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like going, oh, it's my birthday tomorrow. Where are you having your birthday? I'm going to have my birthday in the middle of Tesco's. Okay, Colin, that didn't quite make sense. It's early in the morning. What I'm trying to say is, came down the Lisburn Road yesterday and it was a fucking shithole. I mean, what are people just finishing a beer and just smashing it at their feet? Could you not walk over there to the bin area even? You know, there was a Glastonbury, it was about 180,000 people or whatever it was. Were the bins overfilled? Sure, but it was all in one area. You know, everyone eating their fucking butternut squash and goat's cheese pies. Because you're at Glastonbury and it's quite posh. See a fucking bag of chips, you cunt. What am I talking about? Let's move on. This might be, today might be the day the batteries run out. Today's the day the batteries die. So yeah, it was the 12th. It is almost worth hanging about, apart from your, you know, huge amount of embarrassment that you're actually from this country. But the Facebooks are incredible, aren't they? People going off on one. It's so funny. All sorts of shit happening. Supposedly some wee girl got run over in Ardoyne. You know, and all sorts of stories like, oh, like this orange man deliberately singled out a girl and fucking flew at her at 60 miles an hour. And then you hear some other story going, oh, there was someone caught up in riots, basically. Panicked, reversed the car, flattened some wee girl. Either way, could you be bothered? You know? That's my attitude. That's what people's attitude needs to be. Could you really be fucked today? Don't know about that. Mate, carry this drum for about fucking 15 miles? Nah, I'm alright. Here, do you want to get up and come to fucking mass on a Sunday morning? Nah. Is it good crack where you sing and have, you know, like one of those southern fucking sister act type joints? Nah. You just sit there and feel guilty, really. And, you know, let's face it, the priest only there because he was gay and couldn't tell his family. I didn't know that was such a legit fucking thing. I heard a story recently about someone who, they were like, oh yeah, he was trained to be a priest, then decided, nah, fuck this. And actually, you know, had the balls to come out and tell his parents he was gay. I say that like it means nothing, but that's, you know, I'm sure that's a big thing. To be like, I can't tell anyone that I'm gay, so I'm going to be a priest. And then going, actually, do you know what? I'm not going to throw my whole fucking life away just because my parents are going to be upset that I love sucking dick. And better, I mean, that's, if you're talking weird theories, that might be why there's so many cases of fucking, like, wee boys being face-fucked. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm gay, can't tell my family, so much shame surrounding it. Gonna be a priest, I'm a priest. Oh my God, I need to ride something. What's the closest thing to me that I can ride? Oh, look, a little boy's face. Theories by Colin at fucking 8:23 in the morning. We are 8 minutes into the podcast and I'm already talking about pedos. So yeah, the 12th, that was, everything's going on. Fucking effigies of people being hung from fucking bonfires and shit. Surely that's, is that not a legit death threat? I know there was people from like, some Sinn Féin woman, like hung from a, like an effigy hung from a bonfire. And you're like, yeah, should you not be chasing that up? Like a legit fucking death threat type thing? I don't know.
Who am I? CSI? Who knows? CSI wouldn't even do that job. Who am I? Fucking... Who's a detective? Who gives a fuck? Let's move on. Why am I talking about this shit? What else happened? The fucking... in Carrick Fergus.
Which, no harm to anyone from Carrick, but it goes on the list of coastal fucking little seaside towns that are dumps. You know? You might just about get away with going along that road by the castle going, do you know what? This isn't actually too bad. As soon as you venture off that beaten path, absolute shithole. Don't be offended at that. All of Northern Ireland is a shithole, pretty much. But there, it has its fucking... its little hotspots that are dumps. And apparently, this is what happened. They were putting up Nazi flags. They were going, we put up a Nazi flag. It seems like people are going, you know, how offensive do we think we can get? Offensive in quotes there. That you didn't see. How offensive? What are we going to do that's going to get people so pissed off? Let's buy a Nazi flag. You know? And because of the whole Israeli-Palestine thing, you know, Republicans would tend to side with Palestine. Because their stories are quite similar. And the old, what is it? The enemy of my enemy is my friend type of shit. You know, the loyalists seem to take sides with the Israelis. Which is what? What's that, Colin? Oh yeah, full of fucking Jews, mate. So when you're putting up an Israeli flag beside a fucking Holocaust, not a Holocaust flag, beside a fucking Nazi flag, you look retarded, okay? And they also paid money for it, which is could you be more fucking shit? Like everything, you pay money for all that shit. You know what I mean? Going to some really religious Catholic people's houses, and you're like, who paid for all these pictures of fucking the Virgin Mary? Because she's fucking everywhere here. Who gets that money? The gay priest. Buying himself assless chaps, taking himself to fucking Union Street. I love the cartoon version of a gay man. And once again, am I bringing up lesbians? Not at all. I'm Googling them as we speak. Speaking of Nazis, there was watched a Nazi show last night. I watched a Nazi show last night. It was called Inside the KKK, Ku Klux Klan, which was funny because even the people that were supposed to be in it were saying Ku Klux Klan, just because it rolls off the tongue better, doesn't it? Better alliteration. Then I had to look up the meaning of it. Supposedly, what was the Greek word for circle? Kyklos or something? Kyklos. And then clan, the Scottish Gaelic word for clan. Which means what? Like the circle clan or something? I don't know. Some bunch of dudes. But when you watch it now, I'm sure, you know, I can imagine being black and in America in the 20s, you were like, these are some scary cunts. They're just getting together, finding some black folks and hanging the shit out of them. Scary, definitely scary. Now, it's like embarrassing. It's like a small group of fucking nerds. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they were casting a movie, right? And they took the same cast of people to play a group of KKK members, the same group could also play a group of, like, hey, we're a bunch of roleplay fucking gamers or something. We're a bunch of World of Warcraft fucking enthusiasts. Same people. Fat fucking weird nerds who look like if it wasn't KKK they joined, it would have been, you know, some sort of fucking
skirmish game group. You know what I mean? Just weirdos. Just fucking weirdos. And then they have these little fun days, which just look, you know what I mean? It's like, why tie the KKK to that? You just look like you're having a lovely wee day out. You know, someone's granny stitching together the fucking hoods, trying to cut the eye holes out while she's got Parkinson's and her hands all over the fucking place. You know, so the eyes come out and they're all fucking squinty. And they're pissing myself. And then she's making little gifts that get auctioned off. And she's like, you can win this. And they're like, what is it? And he goes, it's kind of a little coaster that you put down when you're drinking your coffee. And at that point, I near fell off a fucking sofa. And they're all like, yeah, fuck goddamn black people. But yeah, I'll buy a fucking coaster when I put my fucking white coffee on that motherfucker. I ain't drinking no black coffee, bitch. And then shows you a fella with one of the grand fucking Grandmaster Flash fucking wizard fairies or whatever they're called. I've been promoted to fucking Night Eagle. I'm one of the nighttime watch eagles. It's Game of Thrones shit. I'm the Grand Wizard. I'm the Grandmaster Crocodile's fucking dragon. I'm the fucking Fairy Master Nighthawk. Elf dust blowing son of a bitch. It's so gay. Not even in conventional good gay. Just weird. Just in like, that's so gay. I don't even know why I said that. When you're having to dig yourself out after every time you say gay, you probably shouldn't be saying it. Get yourself a little coaster to put your coffee on when you're drinking your coffee. Some big dude's like pulling the hood off his fucking head to look at his raffle ticket. What did you say? 238? Unbelievable. I think I won. Awesome. Fucking awesome. Got myself some fucking... Number 253. You win yourself this custom hood with a swastika right on the front. And also room to put your headphones through your ears.
How does that evolve, that suit?
This new breathable cloak, sponsored by Reebok.
I was watching that woman cut the eyes out. It was like, really? You got 2015 and there isn't a more efficient way to cut the fucking eyes out of that piece of shit? And then some other guy's like, it ain't even really about blacks for me. It's more about immigrants. I got black friends. You're like, you've got no friends. Look at you. You've got awful beard. Let's not give the Nazis any more time, will we? Let's move on, right? What have I been up to this week? Let me first plug the next gig that I have. It's sort of summer. I'm not gigging a whole pile at the minute. Trying to write some stuff. Got some gigs coming up, but mainly filming for this BBC thing. But the next gig we have is Lavery's, which is on the 5th of August, which I have booked for. Let me just go to my fucking Facebook page here. Facebook, 5th of August, and we are hosting at Lavery's Comedy Club, the Lazy Fringe, which means... everybody in Northern Ireland, more or less, that didn't go to the Fringe, we're going to have them on, right? So let me read you out this lineup. It's called the Lazy Fringe. Lavery's Comedy Club presents the Lazy Fringe. Me, George Quinn, aka George Firehorse, who did the Last Day Fest thing and fucking smashed the dick off it. Rory Woods, Sean Hegarty, Dave Elliott, Aaron McCann, Chris Montgomery, Phil McEwan, Paddy McDonald, Therese Livingstone. How about that? Everyone's going to do little short spots. It's going to be a very entertaining night. No doubt we'll all get pished, you know. We won't even be in the new flat in Belfast. Or not the new flat. Our old flat, we don't have a place in Belfast during that time is what I'm saying. So, you know, if you want to put put me and girlfriend Maureen up in your flat for the night, or your house. I'm joking. How creepy is that? How's it going, man? Can we just stay on your fucking couch? No worries.
So what have I been up to? As you know, we've been moving out of this goddamn flat, which is the worst thing. See, moving, it is fucking terrible. It makes you really consider, like, really sort of consider, like, you know, those minimalist fuckers that just end up with, like, three t-shirts the same and a pair of jeans. I could live like that. No problem. See, when you start, like, packing all your shit away and you're going, why have I 14 coats here? You know? I wear one. Who the fuck is this? Bleeping on my stupid fucking Windows phone that I should smash into pieces. So we've been basically moving out while at the same time trying to film for this BBC show, which is called Late License, which is going to be out in September. And it's amazing that in this country, you know, well, it's not amazing because, you know, let's face it, most people are very negative, including me. I've made almost a fucking living off it, being a negative cunt. Is it one of the reasons you listen to this podcast? Probably. I'll go listen to Geddes talk about, you know, narrowly avoiding fucking murdering people every day. And you'll feel great about yourself, you know what I mean? Skip into work. What's up, Tina? Sweet tits. Tina seems to be my go-to name in any piece of stand-up. You know, if I have to, like, act out a female character, that's, I don't know why that's the name I always go to. It's funny. What the fuck was I talking about? Come on, mate. Oh yeah, so I've been trying to film that shit. It's going to be out in September. It's called Late License. And most people's attitude is, when I say that, like, oh yeah, we're contributing to this BBC show, it's always like, is it going to be shite? Everything they do in BBC, shite. It's going to be fucking shite. Is it as shite as the last programme you were in? Shite. And it's so fun. People do it. We're filming down in the country, down near girlfriend Maureen's house. And we walk around the corner to the wee spa, because we're filming in this pub. Walk around the corner. Guy goes, here, buy a blender. And I was like, all right, mate. And he goes, ha-ha, spotted you. And I was like, all right then. Spotted you. See, been looking for ages, and I know you've been in hiding. You know, you've been hiding, spotted you. And I was like, right, okay, what are you doing down here then? And I was like, we're filming in the pub next door. Are you? What's that for? I was like, it's for a BBC show. Oh, right, is it going to be crap? Yeah, that's why we did it. We actually, we didn't even write it, we just let a fucking cat dance around a keyboard, write the script. Oh, aye, because... What was that, the other one you were in? The other one you were in? I was like, LOL. Aye, that wasn't good. Fair enough. It wasn't that good. This one I feel might be better. I know, the reason why I think that is because the approach to the production is very much like, now, I have my issues because there is a point where you go, I know you're letting me do my own thing here. However, I'm not being paid to be a producer. So could you please produce some shit? AKA maybe find locations, maybe sort props, maybe fucking organize, you know, shit getting there on time. You know, like producers do. You know, could you maybe fucking meet up with the guy that owns the bar that we're supposed to be working in and maybe, you know, say thanks to him for letting you have the fucking venue, you know? Could there be a bottle of fucking wine for him or something as a thank you? No? You're having to go in as the person who's starring in it going, hey, how's it going? Hey, it's us, we're just filming today, can we come in? And anyway, I could complain, however, we're basically being left alone to produce our own stuff. So it was me, Connor Begley, Beggles, aka Begley, me, him, and a cameraman,
and Paddy McDonald shooting in a pub. And it was fun as fuck. It was one of the funniest... You know, I filmed a lot of shit. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever filmed. Now, I'm not saying, like, it's edited and we're going, this is hilarious. What I'm saying is, at the time, we were fucking pissing ourselves all day. Which has to be a good sign, you know? It was basically, if you ever seen Fat Stanley and the Kid, which is a video me and Dan Watson did a while ago, it's essentially the same sort of ideas, but Dan's not in it, because that never happened. And it was me and Begley, who can't actually sing and stuff like that, so it actually paid off better. We changed the characters to Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy, which is already funny. And I swear to God, it was one of the fucking funniest things. It's supposed to be like a mock doc style. And just the different wee sketches. Like, you know, we get booked to play a gig and the poster has the wrong date, so there's no one at the bar, and we end up playing in the bar with no one in it anyway. And just shit like that. Having studio days, we were trying to make fusion country music, like country dubstep and all that. And then we actually wrote a song in about 3 minutes, which is just, the whole thing was funny as fuck. So I would look forward to seeing that. It's odd when someone else takes the footage away. Normally I film something, I take it home, edit it. We filmed it, someone else takes it away, and you're like, so that's what we've been doing, filming that shit. Ah, spotted you there, so dead. After months of fucking looking. Ha, spotted you. Alright, you fucking weirdo. Oh my God, sniffing all my goddamn self. So yeah, filmed in. Saturday was essentially, let's fucking, you know, let's rest, get a good nap, and then we'll go watch this fucking UFC fight, which was an absolute just emotional roller coaster. I don't know if anyone else stayed up for it, but fuck me. That's what we did. We actually forced ourselves to, like, go to sleep on Saturday night. And from, like, 7 to 9 or something like that. And then got up and we went to some people's house who we went to Glastonbury with. And that's where we watched the fight. And it's weird because, I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of UFCs, I just fucking download them the next day. Because what are you going to, you know... The event's over at fucking 6 in the morning. You wake up at 8:30 and download it. You know what I mean? Avoid Facebook for a minute and watch it. But this one, we're like, nah, we'll have to stay up. And you forget how fucking long it takes. You're like, when's these things start? 12. Oh no, I've just checked the thing. They actually start at 1. You're like, oh fuck. There's an extra hour of just talking shit and drinking beer. And then just start watching the fights. Which were all great. So, you know, some of the prelims were okay, but as soon as you hit the main card, it was unreal. Fucking unbelievable. And the thing is, there's all this sort of, you know, you can watch a fight and go, oh, McGregor's from Ireland, and you're like, oh, you're rooting for him. But the thing is, like, where I train jiu-jitsu, it's now an SBG affiliate training gym, which means it has ties with Straight Blast Gym in Dublin, which is where John Kavanagh coaches, which is where McGregor and fucking, you know, Pendred and Paddy Houlihan and fucking all these cunts train. Who else fucking trains there? Gunnar Nelson. I'm sure he's based in Iceland or something, but he trains a lot in Dublin, hence the fucking half a Dublin accent. And John Kavanagh, you know, we have an affiliation with him. He comes up to our jiu-jitsu club and coaches seminars every fucking once in a while. So technically the training trickles down from him. So you kind of have a bit more of a connection now. You're like, you know, kind of rooting for the whole team a bit more. And if our team goes and competes in a competition, they represent SBG. So there is just that bit more investment now. We are like getting a wee bit more fucking excited. And you see people on TV that you've fucking trained with. You're like, oh fuck, look at that. So basically what I'm saying is all the fights were more interesting because of that slight connection. You know, there's lads from our club who are going down to SPG for like the summer camp. We go and do like 2 fucking seminars a day on teaching how to choke bitches. Imagine that. An intensive course in murdering. Guys, this afternoon we're gonna focus on how to take someone's back and strangle them, stupid. By the way, that Gunnar Nelson fight on the UFC, I'm just gonna go over there because I know people are gonna probably ask about it later. That UFC was ridiculous. I'll skim through it here. The Gunnar Nelson fight, you know, fighting the guy that it was like, oh, this guy's a really good striker, but he's not so good on the ground. What does Gunnar Nelson do? Absolutely fucking smacks him. Brilliantly timed punch, comboed, two punches, bang, bang, hits the ground. And then if you want to see some slick fucking transitional jiu-jitsu, watch that guy. Holy shit. He just fucking swamped him. Just all over him, rolled over, gave up his back, took his back, choked him. You know, over, barely got touched. You know, probably didn't even need a shower, just walked backstage, put the shirt back on. Mad cunt. That was unreal. The fucking Jeremy Stevens fight where he's knocking cunts out with a flying knee. Some of the knockouts were unreal. That was great. The Robbie Lawler fight with Rory McDonald was a fucking bloodbath. Watch that shit if you get a chance. You know? Go just download that fucking thing illegally. And just watch that fight where they just beat the shit out of each other for fucking, was it 5 rounds? When did he go down? The 4th or the 5th? But it was unbelievable. And both of them were fucked up. Rory McDonald broke his nose, was caught above his eye, was fucking spitting blood out of his mouth. It was brutal. Obviously shattered his fucking nose. Both his eyes were like near enough shut. Robbie Lawler had a fucking fucked up eye, looked like one of his eyes were lower than the other. Got hit in the lip, which just opened his fucking lip. Looked like he hit with a meat cleaver. And these two are fucking smacking the shit out of each other. And just spitting blood everywhere. Fucking. At one of the rounds, I think it was the 3rd round, the bell went at the end of the round, and the two of them just stood and stared at each other. Blood pissing out of them. And you're like, Jesus Christ, that's one of those fights where, you know, it's like, what's healthier for you? To get fucking knocked out in the first round? Or you fight 5 rounds of absolute fucking. That's like one of those fights they would have had on a boat in the fucking 1800s, where they just fought to the death. You know, with 2 wee bits of fucking leather over their hands. And they just go, yeah, take your bets, lads. Who's gonna fucking die today? Unreal. And then, of course, the McGregor fight. Let's break that shit down, will we? Everyone out there who doesn't watch UFC can fucking turn it off now. Let me down this coffee. Oh, fuck. Think I got the dosage wrong in the fucking thing there. Oh, that's all we're down to now in this flat. You know, there's like a couple of pairs of shoes and, you know, 3 eggs left and some shitty coffee. Oh, fuck. That is like fucking boiled down Guinness. Disgusting. Just a quick story before I talk about this McGregor fight, and I don't remember it. I went out for lunch with my sister the other day, which, you know, she works in hospitality, and she's like, she's not as trampy as the rest of us, you know what I mean? I am scum for life. Someone's like, where do you want to go for lunch? I'm like, let's go to this wee greasy spoon and we'll get, you know, 2 fries. Or she's like, do you want to go for lunch? And it ends up costing fucking £30 when you thought you were going out for a sandwich, you know what I mean? So meet up with her and say, where do you want to go and all? I don't know. Floated about for half an hour. What about in there? Don't know. What about in there? Not sure, because my friend said he got fucking food poison. Right. Oh, there's Little Wing. I love Little Wing. Okay. Let's go and get a fucking shit pizza here. Actually, it was all right. But, you know, it's a bit like Nando's where you're going, that shouldn't be that dear for a fucking piece of pizza. You know, I understand why Domino's is £16. Big, thick, stinking pizza. Not this wee thin piece of shit for 12 quid. For one person. You know? Take me back to the shitty, greasy spoon. Let me get a quiche, for fuck's sake. So, we end up in fucking Little Wing. And she goes, let's get a starter. And I'm like, right, first of all, I'm going to be asleep when this is over. You know, at 1 o'clock, I can't eat a full fucking pizza. She goes, I'm just going to get a garlic bread. And Little Wing do this thing where it's like, everything's a pizza. You know what I mean? Do you want a starter? Get a cheesy garlic bread. It's a pizza base. With fucking garlic butter on it. Get a pizza. Oh, it's a pizza. What do you want for dessert? Can we get a Nutella calzone, please? Calzone, or whatever the fuck it's called. What's that? Oh, it's a pizza with Nutella in it. Brilliant. So the garlic bread comes out. She cuts it up. She goes, eat some of that. Now, she's the dickhead that goes to like... She goes to fucking Little Wing and get, you know, goes to a pizza place, gets a salad, that type of arsehole. I'm in Nando's, can I get a yogurt, please? Just one of those loopers, like. You know, you go for like a McDonald's breakfast and some fucking lunatic gets porridge and you're like, why did you come here for porridge? You fucking moron. Anyhow, so this garlic bread pizza comes out. She goes, eat a bit of that. And I tasted a bit. And then there was one bit left. She goes, eat that. And I said, no, you may as well eat it. I have a pizza coming. Right? And she dropped the pizza like, oh my God, what? And I went, you eat it. I have a pizza coming here. I'm not going to eat like fucking two bits. Two pizzas here, am I? And she goes, oh my God. I thought you said, don't eat that. There's a pizza coming on it. First of all, who's measuring jizz in that sort of unit? You know, you don't watch porn, the guy's like, oh, I'm going to do a piece right in your fucking face. Gonna do a piece of jizz here. I thought there's a piece of cum on it. Yep, that's what I say when we're out for dinner in public, you fucking lunatic. She just immediately morphed into like my granny saying ridiculous shit. Shit, my granny, what was the famous quote? Someone she knew had like prostate cancer. And they were talking about it, you know, amongst all the women. And my granny was like, what happens if she's given him oral sex? Does she get a big mouthful of cancer? And you're like, hold on a second here. You old woman. Is that, that's very inappropriate to say. Second of all, you know, just medically wrong, is it? Are you squirting cancerous jizz out of your prostate? No, you're not. It's coming out of your balls. Even if you have ball cancer, are you squirting out cancer? I don't know, like a cancer pistol? Carl, go back in there and fucking cook some spuds, you lunatic. Oh. Right, let's move on. Oh, why? The McGregor fight? Let's talk about it quickly. What are we here? 38 minutes. Hopefully Nog gets out before Maureen gets up and goes to work. So, the McGregor fight. He walks out to Sinead O'Connor singing live, who looked kind of like me if I didn't shave my head for like a week and took my shoes off. And she was singing. And to be fair, it didn't sound great, but I can't imagine she even could hear herself. The crowd was that fucking loud. You kept seeing her oh, Jesus Christ, fuck off. She kept touching her ear and pointing up as if to be like, turn my fucking things up here. So she probably couldn't hear herself, so whatever. He walks in. Mendez comes into some other country shit. Fucking something else when we used to kill blacks and something else and burn my tits. And then they fight and they're sort of exchanging fighting. Mendez takes him down. There was honestly a couple of like spinning kicks or whatever that hit Mendez in the body, which I bet you they hurt. So he goes down, gets taken down, which was inevitable. Like, you know, you're fighting a fucking top level wrestler. You're probably going to get put on your arse the odd time. He got up a few times. A couple of times he was caught underneath him in his guard. He was kind of covering up well enough that he wasn't getting too hurt. You know, took an elbow that caught him. Got up. I mean, I remember seeing in one of the interviews beforehand, they were like, Gunnar Nelson was like, you know, if you haven't experienced Conor's pressure, fuck off with the messes. If you haven't experienced his pressure on the feet, it's like, it's something else. And that's kind of what was happening. Like, Mendez must, it's that demoralizing, is that a word? He must have felt like shit. Every time he took him down, he was trying to hurt him. McGregor would get up and immediately like be like, nah, what are you doing? Like, he's slobbering at him the whole time. Just going, nah, is that all you've got? You beef poof. And immediately gets laid into him. So it's like, he's worked hard to get a takedown, trying to hit him on the top, and he just gets up and just immediately, like, fresh, like, bang, bang, like, just throwing this shit like nothing ever happened. Mendez is like, what the fuck's going on here? Second round, takes him down again, keeps him there for quite a long time. And the actual, you see, the more you do jiu-jitsu, you realize, like, it's not really about the, you know, you could be a good grappler, pass someone's guard, mount them. Now, the actual submissions, a high percentage of them happen in a transition. So if you're sitting on someone's chest, it's highly unlikely, you know, if they know kind of what they're doing, that you're going to get like an armbar if they're just flat on their back. You know, if it's a civilian and they're like trying to hit you and giving up their arms and shit, you probably armbar them. But like, not at that level. So what happens is you hit them till they move. So he's hitting McGregor. McGregor fucking shrimps out of it. He goes, put the arm around his head for like a guillotine. And he actually went for a guillotine, which afforded McGregor the time to fucking spin out of it and get up. And what, if you watch fighters, like, there's always a rhythm to like, oh yeah, we're bouncing around, and then we bum bum bum, we exchange, and then we bounce around again, and then bum bum bum, and they do this thing where they come together for a second, then they move apart and find their range, and then they come together again, they fight, they move, you know, that's how it goes back and forward for a while. And what happened was, as soon as he got up, McGregor laid into him, just bang 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 bang, and Mendez is probably like, Jesus Christ, will you fucking relax for a second? And then it looked like he went to take another bit of a breather for like a split second, because that's what they do. I just explained it. Bang, bang, bang. You know, retreat for a second. And they had a bit of an exchange. And as it looked like they were about to sort of circle around and come, you know, find a bit of space in the middle, McGregor just, ding, hit him again. And that's when he fucking like knocked him out. And then people are arguing that it was a quick stoppage and all that shit, which when I watched it over again, I was like, nah, it seemed like a good stoppage. Because the punch, the first one tagged him, and then the second one just... McGregor has a lot of those fights. Like, his hands are obviously so heavy that you watch these fights and you go, that didn't even look really like he fucking hit him. You know, like the Poirier fight, we see it clip the back of his head, and then he's bang, bang, hits him another couple of times, hits the floor. Then the punch he hits him when he hits the floor is like, oh, that's brain damage. Smacks his head off the ground. Same with the Mendez fight, you're like, he fell over, and you're like, oh, I didn't really see that punch from that angle. Or the Seaver fight, he hit him like right at the end of the punch. So his arm is fully outstretched, boom, hit him right in the chin, and he crumbles against the fence, which seems to be the thing if you fight McGregor, because that's what happened to Mendez. Just fucking, you know, clipped him the first one, and then the second one just fucking near put his jaw on the front row, and he fell over. And I was thinking, like, was it an early stoppage? But the way he fell and covered up, he sort of turtled up when no one was around him yet. And as he went down towards the ground, his head almost, like, hit the mat,
which would sort of suggest to me, like, yeah, you're pretty out of it there. And then McGregor hit him like two or three times. It was right near the end of the round. It was about 8 seconds to go. And the argument would be like, you know, did he stop it early? But what was going to happen? He was covered up. So it's like, it's either he gets it stopped there, or McGregor just fucking hits him like another fucking 12 times and then they stop the fight. Or the round ends. So, one or the other, like. Either way, it makes sense for him to win. Financially, for the fucking UFC. But that was boring as shit, so I might put up a note when I upload this, like, if you want to just fucking miss out this whole fucking bit. And then we're supposed to go to Donegal after that fight, but seemingly the people we were going to meet said it was pissing down, so, and they came home early, so fuck it. News-wise, what's been happening, other than some sort of shoot-up in Primark, which I thought was some sort of ISIS thing, and I was like, ISIS, will you relax if you're going in the fucking Primark shooting people up in France? But apparently it was a burglary gone wrong. I'm not going to lie to you, there's times I've been in Primark with Maureen, like, if we don't fucking get out of here in a second, I'm going to fucking kill everyone. It doesn't even make sense to me. See when I approach Primark, it's just like, there's too much. It's like I'm dyslexic with clothes. That's what it feels like. You know, like if you can't really read that good, and you just look at words, and you're like, these just look like a load of squiggles. That's what Primark is like to me. I just stand at the door and go, this is just an absolute, this is just a fuzzy colour everywhere. You know what I mean? I just see patches of crazy colour all close together and all a mess. You're like, I can't even understand this. How are you supposed to get anything in here? I just wanted some cheap pants because I forgot to pack some. And then a load of band t-shirts, and you're like, does Mick Jagger know that Primark are selling fucking Rolling Stones t-shirts in here? You know? I'm sure Method Man from Wu-Tang is elated that some fucking spied from somewhere is wearing his t-shirt because he bought it in fucking Primark.
Man, I love Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers, not a shit.
Hoo-ha. So yeah, there was some shooting there. Weird. What other shit's been on the news? I saw a video link that went up and someone was like, oh yeah, here's footage from, it was someone that worked for like John McCain or something in America. One of his assistants or whatever, they got a video off their iPad and they were like, oh yeah, here's someone staging an ISIS video. And you're like, all right, I don't know what to make of that. Are all the ISIS videos fake? They might be. I mean, they're all done just for, I mean, there's a lot of theatre to them. From wee ISIS there, fucking acting all crazy. But I don't know. ISIS videos. ISIS are like, you know, these lunatics that are building bonfires where it's like, it's almost like they sit around and go, what's the next level of ridiculous that we can put on this fucking bonfire and burn? You know? And then everyone pretends to be shocked over and over again. Oh my God, I can't believe they're burning an effigy of such and such. Oh my God, they've got Nazi flags now. You know, ISIS are the same. Like, we've pushed guys off buildings for being gay. We've burnt a guy alive in a cage. What's the next step? And this is a real headline that I've seen. ISIS blow up baby in horrendous fucking whatever. And you're like, what's gonna go? What's next here? You know? ISIS tie orphans to fucking bombs and launch them into fucking other orphanages. I don't know. ISIS mad cunts. But it is the sort of day and age where, like, you know, if you wanted to start some shit, much the way people think that, you know, like 9/11 went down, you just start some shit on your own. It's like an inside job. And then that gives you reason to go in and fuck people up. So if they were faking like an ISIS video, like, oh, ISIS, beheaded someone that's important and it was a fake video, they just use that as an excuse to go and murder them. Which, I'm not gonna lie to you, murder away, like, murder them all, who gives a fuck? Some crazy fucking brainwashed religious cunt, and you're like, yeah, you're not gonna be turned, you're not gonna be reset back to normal if you're out there hacking the heads off people. I don't know how far you have to go before you can be talked into cutting the head off something. Fuck that shit. One other news, I was actually looking for some news stories this morning. Saw a story where it was like, oh, some guy's getting a head transplant. And he's got like, I didn't even read what his disability was, but if I could describe it, it would be normal head, deflated body-itis. That's kind of what he looked like. You know, he had a big head and he had a small sort of wilted body. Not sure what they call that in the medical game, but he was putting himself up for a head transplant. Which I wasn't even thinking, how's that going to work? Or is he going to be okay? The only thing I could think of was, he's going to have to buy a lot of polo necks. Because he's going to have the big Frankenstein fucking, like, staples around his neck, isn't he? If it works. I like to think, you know, in the middle of that, of them pulling that off, you know, they've just basically got a load of veins running to a head. Like, his head's just lying separate. And they're like, you're right, James? And he's like, yep, dead on. And they're like, sweet, we're just hooking the veins up now. Can you feel anything? Nah. Good. Wait till we connect the spinal cord here to this 94-year-old woman's body. Actually, the body he had wasn't far off a 94-year-old woman's body. So they'll probably give him something great. You know, some young athlete who died in a car crash. And they're like, sweet, we're going to use his body. What way works better? Say there was a crash, guy's brain gets fucking mangled. Are they going to take the fit young guy's body and put the disabled guy's head on it? Or why don't they just take the disabled guy's brain and put it in, you know, the athlete's body? Which is, of course, of more value because it works. Oh, Colin, is that what you're really trying to say with this? No, but I just felt like that's what I felt. It sounded like I was saying there. So let's move on from that before we get complaints from nobody that listens. And finally, some real news, guys, before I hit these questions, of which there are 700. Why is there so much fuss over this Kylie Jenner girl, right? Who is 17, allegedly. Here's what I have issue with. I'm very confused. There's this magic number of 18 where people are like, it's 18, oh, such and such is going to be legal soon, which happens all the fucking time, you know? You'll get some fucking, you know, it happens both ways, male and female, but you'll get like, oh, look who, one of the Jonas Brothers just turned 18. Would you not just absolutely suck the bulb clean off him now that he's 18? And you're like, yeah, but you'd have done it a week ago when he wasn't 18. You know, same thing's happening with this Kylie Jenner girl. You know, TMZ put this thing up and you're like, it said TikTok, TikTok, as if like, oh, the countdown has begun until Kylie Jenner is legal to get dicked. And then you look at her and you're like, she looks like she's been carpet bombed with fucking dick for about the last 20 years and she's only 17. And you're like, if you're old enough to completely transform your face and tits, which she has done, they did a sort of before and after photo. And you're like, that's not the same person. You know, why would your ma or someone not step in? Well, the ma's a fucking lunatic. She's like, get your tits done. You know, you're clearly one of the uglier ones, apart from the one that looks like fucking Triple H, right? Sebastian Chabal over there with a fucking shave.
What are the names of the Kardashians? Well, you got Kim, Courtney, you've got Thor, and you've got the two Jenners. There's one of them that's like proper hot, and it's the fucking, what's her name? Kendall. That one. The rest of them are like, do you know what I mean? Kim Kardashian's like one skipped gym session away from just being a fat woman. You know, with a big plastic shitter. And then Kylie is this one. You're like, but it is that fine line of, I know you've been cocked more times than John Wayne shotgun, but everyone has to pretend like, oh, the countdown is on until she's 18. As if you're just going to be able to walk up to your house and be like, can I crawl into your fucking quim now? Which no doubt is full of just rappers' jizz and fucking, you know, watches. Yo, what's up, man? Did I leave my watch in your pussy? Strange. I was like, you know, where's, I don't know what you're trying to say here, TMZ or TMZ. You know, it's like, can you really sit there and go, oh, TikTok, count down till she's 18? But clearly, I don't know. It's. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. I really don't know what I'm trying to say. You know, yeah. Here's what I'm trying to say, basically, right? One of the articles was, oh, Kylie Jenner has a load of fucking new Snapchats or something out. Where, you know, revealing her cleavage, right? So someone's obviously watching that going, look at the fucking big fake titties on this 17-year-old. So she's like highly like sexualized. And then the next one's like TikTok till she's 18. And you're like, well, the fact that she was only 17 wasn't stopping you a second ago, you know, when you're fucking knocking one out at work. Make up your fucking mind here. I mean, she's clearly hugely fucked up anyway, growing up in the shadow of all the rest of them fucking sluts. That is demeaning to women. If ever there was a slut, mate, take your pick. I was watching it last night. Maureen had it on there. And it was the episode where they were trying to confront the boy Kardashian, which no, everyone forgets about. Trying to confront him because he's put on a lot of weight. And you're like, yeah, he's depressed because he can't get rich and famous like the rest he is. You know what I mean? Bruce got in there quickly. He's like, I'm going to become a female. Cut my penis off. Cut my penis off. Hey, I'm Bruce Jenner. Going to cut my penis off. Probably spoke to that Chloe one on tips on how to look feminine when you clearly look like fucking, I don't know. That episode we're watching, they're like, the three of them are walking up into someone's apartment, and it honestly looked like they were walking three horses upstairs, like in jeans, like they put jeans on horses, and they were just like giant, like not even. They're just fucking units, aren't they? That Chloe one looked like she could run through a fucking wall. Anyway, what am I trying to say? You know, what are we talking here with Kylie Jenner? Get dick or no? Get absolutely carpet bombed with cum? She's the most retarded one when you hear her speak to. Jesus Christ. Good stuff, Kylie. I can't believe that such and such wore the same dress as me. I'm like, duh. Should you be killed? Probably. Right. Let's roll through these questions. After me just talking basically about pedos and fucking girls that are 17 there for fucking an hour. Whew. Let's move on. Tina. Oh, forgot. Oh, wait a second. Oh, fuck. No Bestie McD this month, and that's from Lisa. Nah, mate, just decided that, well, I didn't have time to do it, and then it was too late, and I'm like, what am I going to do, a review of fucking June whenever it's July? So I'll quickly skim over it when I do the next month's one. Why are you making videos, Colin, when you're like 30? Darren Taylor, are you playing Edinburgh this year? No, I'm not, because I don't like the idea of it, really, to be honest. I've done it once. You know, doing stand-up in the same venue for a month that you have to struggle to get people to come see your gig at doesn't appeal to the big man. However, I am going over from the 19th to the 21st. So, if you want to come see a gig, I might be squeezed on in some sort of bill. I'll tweet about it. I'll Facebook about it. Tina. It's just funny because I was ripping off, taking the piss out of the name Tina there. Listening to an old podcast and you were talking about Gabby Garcia, was wondering, have you seen her transformation? Yes. If anyone hasn't seen her, she's like a jiu-jitsu world champion. And when you look at her, you go, well, of course she's the world champion. She looks like she could be a jiu-jitsu world champion without even training. Because she's fucking massive. And she used to be really fat, which is even scarier because she would have been heavier, and you're like, who's going to beat her when she's that fucking fat? But now she's like a six pack and all. She looks like a dude. You know what I mean? You get your pro UFC fighters like fucking, you know, Ronda Rousey and all, and you're like, she's in good shape, but she still looks like a woman. Not this fucking ape. Hands bigger than my fucking dick. Googler, Gabby Garcia, absolutely huge. Right, what other questions? Mike Hughes, bringing the heat here, favourite pizza? The Piece of Cum pizza in Little Wing, great. Paul Kelly. What the fuck is he doing there? Alright, not podcast related, but what happened to Bessie McD June video? It never got made, so relax. You know, I'll probably do something funny about it in the July review, to be fair. Jordan O'Neill, after seeing Lawler McDonald, what's the best UFC fight you've ever seen? Diego Sanchez Melendez was pretty fucking sweet. I don't know. There's loads. What was the one? Gray Maynard, fucking Frankie Edgar was pretty lethal. I don't know, it seems like all the good fights are the long fights where someone wins by decision. I don't know. But I've said before, my favourite fight ever was, what's his name? Randy Couture versus Tim Sylvia, or not Tim Sylvia, fucking Gabriel Gonzaga. Basically because he came back after, like, out of retirement, beat Tim Sylvia, then the next guy they gave him was Gonzaga, who just knocked out Crow Cop. And everyone's like, oh, Randy's in trouble now. And then he beat the fucking bag out of him. Like an angry dad. Amazing. James McCauley, will Aldo finally take on McGregor? What was your verdict on Mendes' fight? Did you worry for McGregor? Nah, I didn't really worry for him. He looked like he was covering up all right. And when he said, like, Mendes was a white belt on the mat, when you seen him sort of just lie on him and try and hit him, you were like, yeah, he's not really going to threaten him much here. He's not like slick jiu-jitsu fella. Opinion on flags being burnt on bonfires by Chris McCullough. Correct me if I'm wrong, are you not in Australia? Trying to forget all that shit, mate? Flags being burnt on bonfires? Yeah, it's a bit fucking... you know, all these things... you know, and most of them sort of 12th related, you know, it can be applied to anything. A lot of those sort of, oh yeah, it's our culture type of thing. All of it is a sort of like, yeah, fuck you, do what I want around here type of vibe, you know. It's just our culture to burn a bonfire, yeah. And then it gets turned into like a full fucking hate fest. It happens all over the place, though. You know? I see people on my Facebook who it looks like, you know, they're like, oh, this is disgraceful behaviour and da 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 da. These guys, their behaviour's terrible. And you're like, mate, I've seen your Facebook posts. You know what I mean? It's like you're doing PR for the RA. You're as bad in the other direction. I don't know. Everyone needs that. Everyone in this country needs one of those fucking men in black, like, just shut your brain off. Make you forget any of the bullshit you remember. Rebecca Botox, listening to the Colin Geddes Show podcast for the first time in ages, 2 minutes into it, he's talking about Barefoot Contessa. Hashtag my kind of podcast. Fucking right, mate. Question for you, why do you not do stand-up anymore? Because there's literally zero females doing stand-up. Well, there's a few, but, you know, probably need more, to be fair.
Right, let's quickly skim through these Facebook questions.
Nathan Concilia, I'm nailing that name every week, man. What programs do you use for the podcast? What do you mean, to listen to it? iTunes, mate. What programs do you use for the podcast? Here's my process, right? I record into this fucking Zoom, which is at one bar, so we'll keep an eye on this fucking thing. I record into the Zoom, and then I take the card out, I put it in the computer, I take the file off, I have a pre-made intro. I actually do it in Final Cut. You can do it in different shit, Audacity and whatever. I just do it in Final Cut as a sound file, bring it in, add the intro, export it, and then I put it through a thing called All to MP3, and it crushes it into a smaller MP3, and then I upload it to SoundCloud, which is linked to iTunes. So that's about all the programs that are used. But if you can download Audacity for free, it's a sound editing thing. It's a bit of a nightmare, but use that. You can use anything. People use GarageBand. You know, people do all sorts of shit, but fuck it. And then another question from him, when was the last time you had spam? Probably in some sort of like special fried rice type setup where they got the wee cubes of fucking spam in it. Matthew Foster, if Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey were to hook up and absolutely smash the fuck clean out of each other, what kind of child would they spawn? I would actually be scared for the world. P.S. I'd let her snap my elbow just to get a whiff of her Tampax string. Alright, mate, you had to go creepy there. Her Tampax string. Mate, what are you talking about? And then I love the way I was just to get a whiff of her Tampax string, then puts a photo up like, oh, look at her, isn't she so beautiful? I mean, she's alright, like, she is hot. There's hotter fighters than her, for sure. What sort of child would they have? You never know. You know, I don't know. If they had a child and didn't send it to, like, do MMA and all that shit, he'd probably just be a normal kid. You know? I don't know what to say to you, Matthew, for fuck's sake. Dire People's favourite comedy films? Oh, Jesus. I hate these favourite questions. Do you know what I seen the other day? And I remember watching it as a kid and absolutely laughing my balls off. Hot Shots. Hot Shots Part 2. Amazing. They really don't make fucking spoofs like that anymore, and it's a shame. What are my favourite films? The last time I went, this is a fucking hilarious film, was when we seen This Is the End in the cinema. And I was like, this is very good and funny. I liked it. I don't know, mate. I don't have the patience to watch anything or answer this question. Please do the best year review for last month, please. What's the funniest video you've seen on the internet? Ah, fuck me. What are all these favourite questions? I quite like that one with the Dutch TV presenter. Can't stop laughing. That's funny as fuck. Look at the book. And the guy goes to talk. But I've lost my voice. And the guy's like, poof! Killing himself. Dylan O'Neill, thoughts on Royal Blood? I think they're okay, but I do think they're like diet fucking heavy metal. Same way Girlfriend Maureen is obsessed with the Slaves, and I keep telling her, listen, I like them too. However, they are absolutely like, they're like mock punk is what they are. Good, fun to listen to, but they sound a lot like real punk bands, but popped up a wee bit. Same with Royal Blood. It's like, it's, it gives the impression of heavy music, but it's kind of, I mean, they're alright. That Little Monster tune's alright.
Dang, 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 dang.
It's alright. Barry Wright, please do your podcast slightly shorter this week and do a straight up MMA UFC one, please. This is the perfect opportunity. Please do your podcast slightly shorter. I've never seen anybody. That's it, mate. That's like they fucking, you're at a restaurant or something. You're like, yeah, when I come in here next week, could you maybe not put on as much food on this plate? Do it slightly shorter. Why? Were you bored, mate? Did you get bored, Barry? You fucking maniac. People just unbelievable. Oh, mate. Do it slightly shorter. You've made me hate you immediately there. How crazy was the Lawler fight? Oh, mate, it was mad. Liam Walton. Let me just skip through these fucking questions. Why is there so many questions all of a sudden? Right, I might not be able to do all these here because Barry's getting fucked off that it's so long. Fuck's sake. Jude Collins, would you rather be comic book Wolverine or Hugh Jackman Wolverine? That is a nerdy question beyond my knowledge of nerdism. Who would you rather be? I wouldn't want to be real life fucking Hugh Jackman because he's banging his wife and she's 113. Right, hold on, I can't answer all these fucking questions. They're all UFC related. I should probably do a separate MMA podcast, although I'm into it, but I'm not that into it. There's other people that are well into it, like, oh man, did you see fucking Bama 3? No. No, it didn't. Right, let's finish with this. Someone sent me, Liam Walton has sent me a video called Concrete Fest, the pit highlights. What's this, a metal? What the fuck is this shit? I don't know why they're playing Fat Joe. What's going on? What the fuck's going on here? What do you make of hardcore dancing? Oh, right, okay. Alright, so people are listening to like hardcore metal, which is okay till they sing. Well, what the fuck is going on here? Listen to that stupid shit. Well, that's the worst music I've ever heard. I hate that music more than I hate, like, One Direction. So I've had to describe what was going on here. It looks like a load of guys doing, like, capoeira, which is like that Brazilian martial art where you just boot the air. It looks like they're doing that, but in a crowd of people, and they're just smacking the shit out of each other. I've never seen a bunch of fellas that look like they need, like, to get the ride more in my life. Look at them all just kicking everything. But they're kicking all over the place, but they look kind of cautious, like they might actually get hit. Mate, why don't you just listen to normal music and then go train some MMA somewhere and get your fuck kicked in? Look at these guys just kicking everybody. People getting knocked out. And everyone's just standing around the edge, as you well would. Why would you do that? Why would you go to a gig where you're like, oh, may or may not get knocked out? Like, if you were a fan of this hardcore shit, you couldn't be like, right, I'm going to a gig on Wednesday, because you'd be like, no, I have to go into work on Thursday, and I'm going to look like I've just been hit by a fucking truck. So on that note, Liam Walton, what I think of that is, it's fucking retarded, you know? And I'm sure 99% of the people in the world would look at that and go, that's fucking retarded. Oh yeah, kick the girl, sure, good man. Oh, that's so gay. Look at the state of these fucking fuckwits. What a dickhead. Right, I'm gonna have to go here before... Look at this. Shouty McFucking. Look, this guy just did a stage dive to the nobody that's at this gig. What a fucking lunatic. Oh, mate. Right, look that up. Concrete Fest 3/ The Pit Highlights Pitcam. It'll make you embarrassed to be a human. Right, I'm going to go here. Remember that Lavery's Comedy Club is back on the 5th of August, where we have a fucking enormous lineup. It's going to be unbelievable. Sorry to Barry right there if this fucking podcast was too long, mate. What do you want them? 10 minutes? I'll do a 10-minute one next week. Just purely on MMA. ColinGettis.com. Buy yourself a t-shirt. Someone's sending me messages. We're going to have a podcast t-shirt on the way soon. You know, if anyone's even listening to this shit after we keep running too long. Dude, it's too long and... can't listen to it anymore, so sorry about that. Right, I'm away here. Probably to something crazy, you know what I'm like, man? Poached eggs, maybe. Let's see what happens. ColinGettis.com. I'll speak to you later. Take it easy. Bye.